Youth is esteemed in most Olympic sports. Think about those teeny tiny teenage gymnasts or 20-something track stars. But one Olympic sport has become a haven for the older athlete, sailing. Olympic sailing qualifying trials are underway this week in Miami. NPR's Philip Davis reports on a team competing in a new Olympic-class sailboat called the Yngling. Despite the advanced years of the teammates, I mean, they're almost 40, they've emerged as top Olympic competitors.
The sun was setting over the blue waters of Biscayne Bay. Patriotic music drifted under the palm trees of the Key Biscayne Yacht Club. A crowd of sailors gathered by the docks, the Olympic flag with its five rings snapped in the breeze. It was a moment that 39-year-old Carol Cronin, 38-year-old Liz Merrifield Filter, and 43-year-old Nancy Haberlin had dreamed of for years.
First place in the Yngling's! Boat number 341, skipper Carol Cronin. Crew, Elizabeth Merrifield Filter, Nancy Haberlin.
The team had won the right to represent the United States at the 28th Olympic Games. They would be going to Athens. Just a few days earlier, that outcome had been by no means certain. The trials began in light winds with a blast of the yacht club's horn. If Carol Cronin and her teammates could win here, they'd have a chance to win the very first gold medal awarded to this class of sailboat. Cronin is a no-nonsense Rhode Island resident who was put into her first sailboat when she was just 10 days old. Cronin says decades of sailing have taught her and her team to know themselves and to stick to it. An example.
I know that I like to go to bed early, and I get laughed at by the younger players who want to go out and have a beer, and so they've nicknamed me the Hermit.
But it works for her, and she did it all week. Crew member Liz Merrifield Filter has been sailing for a quarter of a century in Maryland's Chesapeake Bay. Filter, too, says some things get better with age.
When you're faced with the tough decisions or a tough situation out on the water, having that experience and maybe the wisdom keeps you calm and clear thinking, and we can remain working together as a team. And so I think that that does come with the time that we've had out on the water.
The fleet assembled out on the blue waters of Biscayne Bay. Conditions were choppy, the winds were light. Behind, Miami skyscrapers stood out against a hazy sky. Aboard a spectator boat, everyone listened to the ship-to-shore radio for the race committee's instructions.
Under one minute to start.
As the race began, the Yinglings bunched together, angling for position. One of Cronin's coaches, Paula Langeth Ryan, scanned the scene with her binoculars. What she saw, she liked.
Oh, they started excellent. They're a good boat length, almost two boat lengths ahead of everyone. No one's tacked off to see if they can get a better advantage going the other way so that they'll come in and see if they can cross them. So they're looking good. They're looking good.
Cronin, Merrifield Filter, and Haberlin would lead the whole race, beating out a group of 20-somethings, by the way. By the time the 16-race series was over on Sunday, they were comfortably in first place. Back on shore, Liz Merrifield Filter said she could finally breathe. Her Olympic campaign schedule has meant 3 years of missed birthday parties for her 6-year-old son. But her husband showed up on the final day of sailing with news that her son Christian got it.
Christian wrote a report. He's just learning how to write in cursive. And he wrote a report, "My mommy is in first. She is in the Olympic trials. I hope she wins." And that was 2 days ago, and that made all the difference for me because it's just such a sacrifice. I'm taking time away from them.
The Olympic representative here, Dean Brenner, said those kinds of sacrifices are typical in the U.S. sailing team, whose average age is in the late 30s.
Training for the Olympics is an all-encompassing thing that requires you to put your business life on hold, sometimes your personal life on hold. And it requires a level of focus that I would say is uncommon in an 18 or a 19-year-old.
And despite their advanced age, the U.S. sailing team has historically been very competitive. It's one of the country's top 10 medal producers. They hope to repeat that success in Athens. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.